Black Lives Matter protesters were disappointed with yesterday's decision by Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm to not file criminal charges against Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa. Chisholm had reviewed Mensa's fatal shooting of a black teenager, Alvin Cole, outside Mayfair Mall in February. The protests that followed yesterday's announcements were mostly peaceful, with some exceptions. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach filed this report.
More than 100 demonstrators stood in the middle of State Street after Chisholm's finding was announced and began to chant Cole's name. The group quickly left and headed south. Turns out they were going to the I-94 westbound ramp at 7th and Clybourne. Many of the protesters walked onto the freeway. But John McHugh says police knocked him off his bicycle and stopped him from going onto 94. McHugh defended the civil disobedience of the others.
You know, I mean, we've got legal teams fighting for this. We're taking all the proper channels and stuff, but even with those proper channels, the families are being met with their cries, their demands. It's not being heard. Police aren't being held accountable. And so I think at that point, when you're up against the wall, people feel like they have no other choice. And civil disobedience since the time of the Revolutionary War is a very American thing to do.
After marching on the freeway, the protesters wound through Milwaukee's west side before finally entering Wauwatosa about 8 p.m. The suburb had put on a 7 p.m. curfew. But police did not try to block the marchers until they reached 76th Street, just outside Wauwatosa City Hall. Law enforcement focused on protecting the building and let the demonstrators go around them. A few of the drivers in the protesters' caravan even drove on the lawn of Longfellow Middle School to keep going west. A black woman who refused to give her name said marching to support the Cole family was an easy move.
Meaning, why not? Your life important, right? That's all I got to say.
But about a dozen blocks later, the protesters smashed windows of several shops at North Avenue and Swan Boulevard. Other windows were smashed later on Center and Burleigh Streets. At least twice, law enforcement fired tear gas at the marchers. There appeared to be minor looting at a Milwaukee gas station on 92nd Street. During the evening, WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with District Attorney Chisholm by phone and asked him about the protests.
You know, everybody has the absolute right to disagree with my decisions. In fact, as a prosecutor, somebody always disagrees with your decisions.
Chisholm added he hoped the protests were peaceful. The marchers tried to reach the parking lot of Mayfair, where Cole died, and perhaps onto the Wauwatosa police station on 116th Street. But at least three times, law enforcement, including the Wisconsin National Guard, successfully turned back the marchers at bridges over the Menominee River. About midnight, the marchers and their caravan headed east back into Milwaukee. That left the board-up work to begin at the businesses with broken windows, like at this pastry shop at 92nd and Center. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.